This Pride Month, we're celebrating the stories of LGBTQ plus folks from all walks of life, and that includes people of faith. Sadly, we've heard of many people who lost their connection to their religious communities after coming out. But what about those who find greater connections through their religious communities? That's the case with Eliana Rubin, a transgender Jewish activist and educator who uses theater and music to express herself and her tradition. Let's hear a little bit from her song, Badlands.
There's not a sound, nothing to crowd my thoughts, just silence. Under the skies, blue is your eyes, and there's no violence.
Eliana just received a master's degree from Hebrew Union College. Welcome to Here and Now, Eliana.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is a fraught Pride Month in many ways. There are a lot of heavy things happening around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Much of that is associated with gender and sexual identity. But there's also been, especially over the past 10 years, a real celebration of queer life. And I wonder, what sort of bubbles up for you the most at this moment?
For me, what comes up is the idea of intersectionality, of intersecting identities within the LGBTQ plus community. I am a white transgender woman, and although my transness is part of a marginalized community, my whiteness, it has been favored over time, across time. And so I'm thinking about making sure that we are continuing to make our world more equitable for people of all members of the LGBTQ plus community, including those that have multiple marginalized identities, like Black trans women and trans people of color, and making sure that we are celebrating and also fighting for everyone that is a member of the queer and trans community.
You're both an educator and an activist within the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
How do you align your identity as a trans woman with the traditions of the Jewish faith?
Well, it's interesting for me because I realized that I wasn't cisgender, or I realized that my gender identity does not align with the sex that I was assigned at birth in a Jewish space.
Mm.
I work at the URJ Six Points Creative Arts Academy, which is a Reformed Jewish summer camp, and we focus on the creative arts. This summer, I'm actually returning as their artistic director, but in its first summer in 2018, I was hired to teach theater. And it was there that I learned that I wasn't cisgender, because we put our names and our pronouns on name tags.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down my birth name and he, him pronouns, and I labeled myself with that. And it was the act of physically labeling myself where I realized that that wasn't me anymore. And so that summer at this Jewish summer camp, I was really able to explore my gender identity in a way that I don't know if I would have been able to do so as freely if I wasn't in this space. And so within the context of my gender identity, my religion has always been at the forefront.
Mm. What aspects of the Jewish faith or even Jewish traditions challenge mm-hmm. you and your work?
That's a great, I love that question, because those challenges are some of my favorite things to encounter within my work. I created something called Jewsicles, or Jewish musicals, which are short musical numbers based off of Judaism's sacred texts. And I just did a concert of some of these Jewsicles last week at a synagogue that I had been working at for the past year as part of my studies at Hebrew Union College. And one of those Jewsicles was based on Leviticus 18:22, which is that very famous passage that talks about how if a man lies with another man, it is an abomination. And the Jewsicle that I wrote was from the perspective of someone speaking or singing, I suppose, to their same-sex lover. And the reason why I wanted to explore that was to kind of reclaim that narrative. The Jewsicle was also written for my thesis project at grad school, where I wrote a curriculum guide for high schoolers that teaches LGBTQ plus education terms and topics through Jewsicles. So using our sacred texts that may be challenging as a way to educate young people to say, actually, this is both normal and it is celebrated and beautiful, is something that I think I really like to do with our challenging texts, is finding ways to reframe them to have them be part of the positive rhetoric as opposed to the negative.
Okay, well, this is not one of your juicicles, but it is a little bit more of your music. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of your song, Lifetime.
I've been running around the corners of my mind, evading all these thoughts. They turn to demons on my shoulder, maybe I should.
There's a lot of yearning in that song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's hope in there,
mm-hmm.
but it's a hope that comes after work. Tell me a little bit about this song, how you came to write it.
Yeah, so I co-wrote this song with my co-writer and producer, Skylar Coco, who is a phenomenal queer musician and producer and singer-songwriter. And I wrote this song, we wrote this song after I had my heart broken by someone. And through this heartbreak, I was really questioning if I, as a trans person, am lovable in a romantic sense. It's something that I constantly battle with, and something that I know is not true because I have been loved as a trans person. But when I was writing this song, I really wanted to both allow the truth to come out of the pain that came from this relationship, while also making sure that the hope, like what you were saying, is still very prevalent. Because I think that with being a member of the LGBTQ plus community, hope has to exist in order to keep going. There are so many people out there that say that we shouldn't be allowed to exist or to love or to flourish, and sometimes that can become internalized, and that is a really awful feeling in my own experience. And so with the chorus of the song talking about how I will find love in my lifetime, it's both a hopeful message and it's also a promise to myself that I will continue to search for love, even if that means that the love comes from me, because how can anyone else love me if I don't love myself?
As Pride Month comes to a close soon, mm-hmm. my producer brought up this Jewish notion of tikkun olam.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the translations from the Hebrew is healing the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different interpretations of what that means in the Jewish faith,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's talking about just the earth itself or the living creatures and flora and fauna that's on it. I wonder how you interpret that tradition of healing into your work.
Yeah. It's up to us as individuals to figure out how we can repair our world. And sometimes that means that we work together and we're in a kehila kadosha, or a holy or sacred community. And sometimes that means that we work on ourselves and we figure out how we can be better people on this earth, because it's both up to the collective and it's up to the individual to make sure that we are repairing the world at large and our own personal worlds.
So for the many people who are members of the LGBTQ plus community, you know, who may not be sure where the balance is tipping, whether mm-hmm. to feel anxious or this hope that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
And also who may have broken away from their religious tradition
mm-hmm.
after they came out,
mm-hmm.
Either willingly or unwillingly, what would you say to those listening who are in that position?
I would say that you are valid. Your identities deserve to take up space. If you have stepped away from your religion because they have been unkind to your identities, that there are people out there, both in and out of religion, who want to celebrate you. I celebrate you. And you have to take care of yourself first. And if that means that you need to step away from a community for a bit in order to practice self-love and self-care, that's totally okay. And that, I love you, and there are a lot of people that love you, and that you are going to be okay.
That's Eliana Rubin, a transgender Jewish activist, educator, and musician. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Pride.
Thank you for having me. Happy Pride.
Maybe I should leave it. I believe in love. I'll find